A new weight loss drug will hit pharmacies this week after being approved by the National Medicine Watchdog. Saxenda is a weight loss injection which tells your brain that food has arrived in your stomach. The injection will lower your appetite, we're told, and can help people lose up to 8% of their body weight when combined with diet and exercise. Our health correspondent, Dr. Ross Walker, is on the line. Dr. Ross, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
So, an injection to help us lose weight.
Yeah, well, it does work. A big study out of the New England Journal of Medicine last year looked at 3,700 people and found that two-thirds of them on this injection lost more than 5 kilos and another third more than 10 kilos. So it does actually work, but the problem is this was a year's study. What happens when they stop? Do you inject yourself for the rest of your life to keep your weight down? Or see, this is the problem we find this with diets. When people go on a diet, they typically lose weight, but when they stop, the weight gets piled back on.
I was going to ask that. Is it a one-off injection or is it an ongoing thing?
Every single day, Ben. Mm. You've got to inject yourself every single day. Now, I don't know how many people are prepared to do that. And there is another way to lose weight. It's called to eat less food and do more exercise.
Oh, but that's hard, Ross. That's hard.
I know it's hard, mate, but it actually does work if people follow it. But look, this stuff is effective. It's very good for diabetes. It's actually a diabetic drug, but they found that one of the side effects is that people actually lost weight. So it certainly is effective. It works. But some people do get side effects. Some people get moderate nausea and diarrhea on it. Probably about 10% of people who take it. And there is a serious side effect called pancreatitis, where the pancreas can get quite inflamed related to gallstones in very small amount of people who use it.
So people will have to be prescribed this by a doctor?
Oh, yeah. It's certainly a prescription drug. I don't think you can buy it over the counter.
Okay.
You've got to learn how to inject yourself. The doctor has to teach you that.
Yeah, I don't know whether that one's for me. I might just have to get off my backside a little bit more often. Always good to talk to you, Dr. Ross Walker.
Thanks, mate.
Dr. Ross Walker, 2GB's health correspondent, joining us on the line.